Thursday night, Parshas Vayechi, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, Chav Zayin Amud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodah, not in the Art School, in the Oiz V'Hodah. Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So we had the Gemara. We'll start from. The Gemara asks, how could they do it? It's very much mashma, we said, like the Teretz of Tosfos, that the reason they were matir because of Arnona to plow and plant. Rishami talks about plowing. Babli talks about even planting. And Shvius is because it was pikuach nefesh. So this whole sugya is mashma like that. Because the sugya deals with the gedorim of Yehoreg Val Yavar or not. According to the Teretz of Tosfos, that because of the lower degree of Kedusha, that Shvius was not said the Rabbanon, they were matter it. Like the whole sugya, the sugya's shakla vataria doesn't really make note of that. The Yerushalmi Grada says twice the second teret somewhere, mechaye nefesh. So you could say the Yerushalmi, and the Chachamim, the Yerushalmi is not like twice the first teret. That they were matur at mechaye nefesh because they considered it pikuach nefesh. Okay, so the kasha was how could you let? So the Gemara started off bringing down the people that beis nitzah belud, the din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Okay, hoda the tamer. We'll start in the middle of the omud. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we'll start. We're in the middle of the omud. Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. In the Oiz V'Hodah, it's Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Hodah the Tema, they then went on to say, calls them Masakar Yaakov, the Marafulda says. This is all part of Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi's question. Lochiach, the Pligi, the Dafka Betzinu Beinola Beinatzmo. That this whole Chiluk, meaning when it's not from the Gimel Chamuros, that it's Yavor Val Yehoreg, Hadu the Tema Beinola Beinatzmo, Avol Barabim. In other words, really, I mean, I'm thinking the lund is like Barabim is like Vinigdashni Besoch B'nai Yisrael. But I don't want to go into it too deeply. But in other words, the Gimel Chamuros each have a source why Yehoreg Val Yavar. There's nothing in the pasuk of Vinigdashni Besoch B'nai Yisrael that points to the Gimel Chamuros. The Gimel Chamuros each have their own source. We then turn around and say that it's part of Vinigdashni Besoch B'nai Yisrael because you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. And that's what we call Kiddush Hashem Mechilul Hashem. But this is extremely logical that the Gimel Chamuros have their own source. Barabim, so any Aveira, and that's the Parsha of Vinigdashni Besoch B'nai Yisrael, which means Barabim. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's Barabim. What's the difference between Jew or a guy? Pasuk doesn't say about a guy. You want to know if he's from the Minyan? If he tell you to do it, if you have eight.
But no, I want to know if that is also.
I never saw anything. Why should it be? Why?
Because the Gemara here just says guy, that's why.
Yeah, because we're down the Kaf's Chus. Chodah the Tema Benol of Einatzmo. Avol Barabim Afilu Mitzvah Kala Lo Yishmalo. Because that's how I'm explaining the lumps. Because that would be the parasha of Nikdashli B'soch B'nai Yisrael. Now, mitzvah kala has to mean there's something Jewish involved. Not whatever the goy decides to tell you to do.
It has to be a mitzvah.
It has to be a mitzvah. Then it's a mitzvah kala. Look at the Rishas, the Rash Shrilio. Afilu mitzvah kala. The Perek Ben Sirim Meforish My Mitzvah Kala Amar Rava Barav Yitzchak Amar Rava Filu the Shnuye Arkato the Masana the Shulays Shem Derech Hagoyim Likshar Kach V'Derech Yisrael Binyan Acher. It's not Jewish to go like that. Either it's chasar and sneus. Why does he speak that out?
What does it mean?
Which
order?
Does it
mean the order?
It's a mitzvah kala.
What's the mitzvah?
It's Derech Yisrael. That's what he says. It's not Jewish. You're acting like a guy.
If the guy didn't tell you to do that, would it be
aser
for you to do that?
Yeah, I don't know if it would be aser. It's a minig, he says. Mitzvah el minig bi alma. You're making a statement that you want to be like a guy. You don't want to be like a Jew. You're being like a goy. That's what the Rishav speaks out. Even that's what Avi Mitzvah Kala means. That's really not even a mitzvah. It's a minig ba'alma. Jews don't dress that way. Yekadish es Hashem b'nei chaverim. Because it has to do with your etzem Jewishness. That's the pshat.
And it's not kosher whether his intention is.
Well, we're going to learn in the Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara about his intention. But the Gemara starts off with a kasha. Because the statement was Barab Mafilo Mitzvah Kala Lo Yishmalo, and an example is given on the Linus of Papus Ochiv Shenosnu Lehamayim the Klis Chuchis Savua the Lekiblu Mehen. Now the Rishash says it's Adom, it means it was red colored, and he learns it. People would think that drinking stam yaina, kidei lahomer dosa. But it's only marasayim, right? People would think that. Vachinami yisura demavatli. So, that's really the oisir of the kasha. So he says that they're thinking that it's yayin nesach, or stam yaina. The marafulda just says the kan masayim afilu lishtos b'kliz chuchas tzvua shuchok ha-goyim b'yom ha-mohay. So what does he mean? It was goyish. The goyim used such a kli. K'mo she'osu shnei'akim popos v'lulaynish l'arotsu lishtos v'neregu al-kach sh'ohayim b'fahesyim. They allowed themselves to get killed. Grada in the Seches Tainis in the Sechas Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, there's mention of Lulinus and Popius getting killed. Sadikim Gemurim Hayu. They got killed by the Goyim. So the Gemara there doesn't say why the Goyim wanted to kill them. The Gemara in Tainus. They just talk about that. They taunted them that why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you, just like he saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The Kabbalah of Rashi there says that the story was that the daughter, there was an Alilas Dam on the Jews, there was a blood libel on the Jews. The king's daughter was found killed. And they said the Yidden did it. And there was a Gezerah on the Yidden. And these two people came along and they said, we killed her. So apparently they didn't blame all the Yidden for it. That was enough to placate them. They found the killers and they put them to death. So that's what Rashi says in Tainus. So Rishalmi says, not like that, L'chayra. So, you know, you always have to look, whenever you want to look up Yifei Naim, you look up the Yifei Naim, right? You missed the Yerushalmi in the Bavli. Oh, they put it in these Gemaras, they put it here? Let's see.
Together there.
They did? Even Yifei Naim? I thought Yifei Naim not. Yud Chesem and Beis. Well, we'll see in a second. Yud Chesem and Beis. What? No, he is here. He is. Oh.
they were saved. In Masechus Tainus, they were saved. So it could be the story happened afterwards.
They didn't die then.
No, that's one of the Yom Tovim in Megillus Tainus is because they were saved miraculously.
After they offered themselves as a murderer.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is here by Harisha. They should have been Moser Nefesh since it was before Hesya. That's how the Marafolda learns the Kasha. Umizem buch the pligi tere Harisha dvar per Hesya, but they call Yisrael v'loma hitira. The Rishas, the Rash Rilio on Amud Aleph, on Chavzayin Amud Aleph by them, speaks out that it's Akash and Rav Yanai Gufa, the steer and Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai was the one, B'shem Rav Yanai, when they were Nimnu Balios Beis Nitzu Balur, it was B'shem Rav Yanai. Amur Rav Zer Rav Yechim B'shem Rav Yanai. And Rav Yechim Rav Yechim B'shem Rav Yechim Yisodik. So Rav Yanai was the one that was a Nitzu Beis Lud, and Rav Yanai was the one that was Matir Harisha. Hor Rav Yanai Shu Chorish and Harisha Rishayin. That's the last line of Chavzayin Amud. So it's not Stam Akash, it's a Stira Rav Yanai. Okay. Omar Loi Miskavein Mashmedus Chon. They're not intending to be Mavar Al Hadas. For though it's Kavan El Amigvi are known in. It's self-interest. So when it's not from the Gimel Chamuros and the whole Israel's Chilul Hashem Befahesya, and their Kavana is not to be Mavar Al Das, their Kavana is for their own self-interest, so it's Mutter. That's what the Gemara says. So just so that means for other Averis to do Yehorik Val Yavar, you need two conditions. You need it to be Barabim, and you need it to be the Kavon Lahavar Al Das. For other Averis to be Yehorik Val Yavar, you need these two conditions. The Bavli and Sanhedrin says a little different. He talks about Bishas Gzeirishmad, which might not be the same thing. There's a gzeira on Klal Yisrael not to do a certain mitzvah. So then even in private, the din is Yehorik Val Yavar. B'shashmad, it's another din. B'shashmad is even in private, Yehorik Val Yavar. Wait, that's all. So the Ran says that also needs Kavon Lahavar Al Das. And he brings our Gemara also. In other words, if it wouldn't be for the self-interest, then he would look at this as a shmad, gzeira shmad. And so you see that gzeira shmad is also only when there's no self-interest. When the self-interest is not, I guess, I don't even know. It could be a gzeira to be over an iser, but it could be self-interest in maybe that was for self-interest. They wanted that. So that would be like a Xeris. Forget about that. It's Gila Arayas. Okay. Oh, now we need a Rambam Hilchos Yisodei Torah and Hilchos Shmita. So again, the Bavli says that B'gzeh Sherishmat even B'yochid Yared V'alyavar other Averis, not the Gimel Chamuris. Right, there's not a void of Befeheshes, Gzeirish Mat. The Ran says that also needs Kavona Lahavar Al Das. But if the self-interest, because he looks at our Gemara as also Gzeirish Mat, that they should work on Shemitah. It's not even Mukhrach. Like, who says there was a Gzeirah Shmat to work on Shemitah? It was because of the taxes that they had to work every year. I don't know. Okay, maybe that's what you have to say to defend for the Rambam. The Rambam points to our Gemara also as making that point. In the Rambam, it doesn't work out. That's what. I think the Teretz is kind of partial. Let's see. Hushmita is in. Thank you. Aleph Yud Aleph. Oh, you said the Teretz right here. So the Torah is Hagim. Thank you. In Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the Rambam writes, Kol Advar Mo'elo Shalo B'Shash Hashmad, Abu B'Shash Hashmad, V'huk She'yamad Melech Roshah K'nebuchadnetzom, V'higzor Shmad Al Yisrael, L'vat Al Dosom, V'mitzvah Min HaMitzvah, Tzehirg V'al Yavra, Afilo Al Achaz M'shar Mitzvahs, Beinena, Asbetoch HaSorah. So what's the Mashmos? Gimel. Even if it's not Barabbas.
Oh, but he doesn't say even if
it's not Here's the case of Mishnah. I mean, he doesn't say not if it's self-interesting. I guess that's... Mementa was grabbed out by the Zora.
It really wasn't going to be about the Zora because he just wanted it. But he thought to want to do it to take off the
I think the Ran in Sanhedrin is the one that says that the Rambam. All right. But the Lamaisa in the Hilchos Shemitah, Taka says, "Misharabu ha'nosin v'tilu malchei goyim al yisrael asos mazonos l'chayil lo yisayin hitiru v'zrael and b'shvius." I don't remember where I saw that someone holds that the Rambam holds that even self-interest is awesome. I don't know. Could be by us, that's the Heter. Vaita by Shemitah, that's the Heter. And I don't see really in Hilchos Yisodei Torah where it's mashma not like that. Okay, so in the Yerushalmi,
you don't need self-interest.
I don't know. I don't see where they see it in the Rambam.
Okay, it has to be.
That's what he's talking about. The Yerushalmi talks about the Farhesya. And the Babli talks about Gzeirah Shmad. And the Rambam says even in private. And the Ran extrapolates from our Gemara that Gzeirah Shmad also is... It's not the din if it's self-interest. The Ran extrapolates that even Gzeirah Shmad is not if it's self-interest. I guess it's the same geder. In other words, Gzeirah Shmad, forgetting about the B'toch B'nai Yisrael deal, it's also Kiddush Hashem, quote unquote. In other words, again, the Gimel Chamurus is not from the Parsha. You don't learn out the Gimel Chamurus from the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem. After you have the din of Gimel Chamurus, it becomes Nichlal in the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem. But the Gimel Chaburos are not learned out from the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem. So what is the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem talking about? So it's talking about Mefrahesia. According to the Yerushalmi, it's talking about Mefrahesia, and it's talking about no self-interest. And I could see it's also talking about Gzeir Shmad. That would also be like, you know, those are the two cases where even, where for all Averis you have to be most of effort. We are doing the Yerug Val Yavar for all Averis, not just the Gimel Chaburos. I don't know what the Rambam holds. I can't talk about the Rambam. I saw somewhere that someone suggests that the Rambam holds even if it's self-interest. I don't see now where they saw it, so I can't. I have nothing to say about the Rambam. Kamahein Rambam. What constitutes Rambam? Rabbanan de Kisran Amrin Asoro. 10 Jews. The Chsev and Akdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So the Rashrilio brings down the whole drasha based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. That you have mitoch from here to Adas Korach. Yibodlu mitoch Edo Hazos. So you have toch. Here is the Akdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, and there is Yibodlu mitoch Edo. And then you have Eda. From the Korach story to the Meraglim story. Right? What does it say by the Meraglim? What's the Pasuk? Yibodlu mitoch Eda haroa hazos. No, it doesn't say mitoch by the Meraglim. Bamidbar tez zayim chafalof. That's by Korach. I think there's a mistake in the Mara folder. Right. So there's a mistake in the Mara folder, Poshuk. He quotes the Poshuk of Ibadlu by the Meraglim. The Rasrilio has it right. I always find it fascinating that the part of the drasha that an Eda is a Sora, and especially that Shchitna Sharia is learned out from the Meraglim. Like a strange... What? That Eda, what's Eda? And especially that I call the Asora Shchitna Sharia. So it's always, I'm always like, it's funny that the Meraglim should be...
And the Meraglim.
What?
The Korach and the Meraglim.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
There's a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that's matched by the drushes from Bnei Yisrael. Yerushalmi doesn't say what the drush is. The Marafold and Rasrilia bring down the drush from Sanhedrin. Some bring down a Yerushalmi in Brachas and in Sanhedrin that learn it out from Bnei Yisrael, from Achei Yosef. It says in Bnei Yisrael, Vayavolach Bnei Yosef Asar. Yeah, some learn it out from Bnei Yisrael, the 10. Okay, Rav Avuna Ze'era Chamnune, they saw him Pori Chure Chamra Reshuvsa. Rashvilio, Rots, Pori is Rots. Umachamir Achar Chamoro B'Shabbos. He was Mechamir. Carrying a package. Sherochav al Chamoro Shulton Echod. Onosin al Masa. They saw clearly it was a guy who's doing. Leholuch Lebeso. Vitzivo Shechamir Achra. Vika Lab and Machamer, Vika Madiyom Shin Lazarus, Mrs. Besdin. I don't see what's that relevant. I mean, it's Shabbos. Maybe that's what he means. It's an Issa Shabbos, is what all I mean, it's not Misa. Mechamer is not Misa. It's just a lav hanikla zoros Misa's bezdin.
Maybe the point is showing
that
it's self-interest.
What? Yeah, so what do you have to say that? So what? Yeah, so that's why the Gemara brings it down, sure. I guess why the Rashi Eliyahu makes the point of saying it's a lav hanikla zoros Misa's bezdin. Maybe otherwise it wouldn't be a lav. Maybe there would be another cheshbon, it wouldn't be a lav. In other words, that brings out that it's certainly a lav. Otherwise it might be asay, like asay of Vish, you know, tishbos. It's only a lav because it's lichlal in loisasa komlacha tovin chavitecha, right? Atovemtecha. Okay. So again, Rav Avuna Zirah Chumnuni, they saw him, Pori Chori Chamro, running after his Chamor, B'shuvsa. So the reason was because it was Hanoas Atzma. Rav Yonah v'Rav Yosa, Horun Mafi, they allowed him, or they were Mora, that he should bake. Mafi here is bake. La'ar Siknas B'shuvsa. Siknas is a Sar Shalahem. The Shabbos, he tiru Rav Yonah, Rav Yosi, Lazarus came. You might then push it to bake bread. Now the Gemara has the whole sugi again, probably because before it was a stirin of Yanai. Now it's going to be. Wait, Amar Rav Mono, Kishisei Kumi Rav Yonah Abba, Loki Amar Rav Zeru, Rav Yechlem, Mishim Rav Yanai, Rav Yimia, Rav Yechlem, Mishim Rav Shimon, Ben Yotzodok. Nimnu Balios based loves of the Lord I call Terminoyan. Yeah, he asked the same question. So who was Matirit? Oh, Rabbi Yosa, maybe. What? I'm trying to see why the Gemara repeats the whole thing. Rabbi Yainav, Rabbi Yosa, Hiron to bake. No. By the way, saying Rabbi Yaina Abba is not so poshut. He called his father by his name, but he called him Reb and Abba. That's why I took out the other day, if you want to look it up. She says, he said, I asked Rabbi Yaina Abba, that was his father. Okay, so again, you have the whole Gemara. Like a number of Zayr, Rabbi Yechlem, Shem Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yimi, Rabbi Yechlem, Shem Rabbi Shimon, Yosadik Ninu, Malias, Beis Lafz, and Balud, I'll call it Torah, Minai, Shem Yama, Goy, Yisrael, Lavra, Lachos, Mikol Mitzvah, Mourish, Mitor, Chusman, Avay, Nizor, Gidon, Rashi, Chodom, Yavar, Baal, Yehoreg, Hodur, the Tema, Ben Elo, Ben Atzmoy, we're on Chof Chesem, Ben Aleph, and Noiz, Vahodur now, Avu, Barab, Mafilu, Mitzvah, Kala, Lo, Yishma, Loi, Goyin, Linus, Upopis, Ochiv, Shinos, Lohemayim, Mepis, Kuchot, Svuv, Lo, Kiblu, Mehen, Omar lo yuskava mishamduson and lo yuskava nevamechol pito chamimor. He just wanted to have warm bread. No self-interest. Kamehin rabim. Gemara repeats this part also. Rabbanan dekisr namin asorah. The pshivim and tashim b'zak kolik Yisrael. Okay, let's go right there. Rabbavuna boy kumi rabami. Goyim ma'o shemitsuvan al kiddush Hashem. In other words, in the Zion mitzvahs. So they certainly don't mean, see, they mean Kiddush Hashem. It's not the eighth mitzvah, right? They don't mean it as the eighth mitzvah. They mean, I mean, here they don't mean it as a separate mitzvah. Here they mean it as, right, in other words, so what would be the makor? What would be the makor? The Imam Melech Lagoy Avar Alachu Misheva Mitzvosech about Tehorik Bifnei Asora, but it's Bifnei Asora. So that means the whole. I'm sorry, Yisrael. So the Gemara had a tzad that it's Mikdash Nimsoch B'nai Yisrael also. But it's Mekadesh Hashem. But here L'chayra, it's also L'chayra here, it's for sure it would have to be a gedder of an extension of their Zion mitzvahs. In other words, how vite are they mechuyev even at the threat of death, even if they'll be put to death? They still can't do the Avera. Yeah. But it's not an eighth mitzvah. It's not like Kiddush Hashem is their eighth mitzvah. They have seven mitzvahs and they have Kiddush Hashem.
Isn't there a
Chiyuv Misa every day? Chiyuv Misa, so. But now they're an onus. Someone's forcing them to do it. The Chiddush of Yerek Val Yavra is that you don't just say, I'm an onus. Well, you know, I'm an onus. I don't want to get killed. The Chiyuv Misa has an onus, and once you do it, it's not... You know, that reminds me of the Meshech Chochma. Rather asks a question in Parshas Vayakel Lokisisa. He says, if the din is Yehorik Val Yavor by Shabbos, the din is Yavor Val Yehorik, right? So what's the logic of killing someone for being Mechal Shabbos? He asks that question. What's the logic of killing someone for being Mechal Shabbos if you're saying a Nefesh Yehudi is more choshev than Shabbos, so to speak, in the system of values? I noticed Terutzim. Take over the kasha. Ask it by the Shabbos table. See how many Terutzim they can come up with. Okay. So although the Gemara is only tzad, is the Nikdash Yipsoch B'nai Yisrael, but L'chayr and Svara, you would have to look at it as a degree of intensity of chiyuv of the seven aveiros, the seven mitzvahs. What? Adrav, then you don't need a makor. Then you say it's nichlal, it's v'nikdash nimsoch b'nei as well. Beferhesia, we're saying when it's Beferhesia, you don't need. Beferhesia, you don't need Gimel Chaburos. What? That's what the Gemara is clearing. Maybe it's non-Jews too. Non-Jews are not Christians. Non-Jews are serving Hashem. So they also have a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Gemara is clearing. Maybe they also have a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. Maybe they're also not allowed to be over there Averos. We're talking about Befehesia. We're not talking about Gimel Chamuros. We're talking about maybe they're not allowed to do any of their Averos. Befehesia, they're not allowed to be Mechal Hashem. You want to tie that only a Jew conceptually is Mechal Hashem because he is the Am Hashem, the Am Segula. So only he's being Mechal Hashem by doing an Avera like that. But a goy, mechitesi, a goy is being Mechal Hashem. He's a goy. The Gemara is going to answer he's not. So maybe that'll be the Svara, why not? But just to say it, the Svara, there's only one religion, really. There's only one religion. It's not that these Jews have one religion and the goy have another religion. There's only one religion, serving Hashem. We have 613 mitzvahs and the goyim have seven mitzvahs. And they're not Jews, that's all. But there's only one religion. Al Kapanim, the Gemara answers they're not mitzvah. Before anybody gets too excited, the first tzad is that you learn it out from a pasuk. Gamalei nitashim b'soch b'nei Yisrael, Yisrael mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, bein agoyim mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. But there's a logical leap here. Look at the Rash Trilio. He says va'akulu koy. You know, the Gemara has to make a leap and say that the pasuk is not only talking about in front of whom it's happening, but it's also talking about to whom it's happening. Lenib Sershei Yisrael Ba'akulukoi. Lenib Sershei Yisrael also. V'lamutei goi v'lo'aimdim sham shiunami Yisraelim. You need, so B'soch B'nei Yisrael means who it's happening in front of, and also, he is also Nichlal B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Maybe he's even the Tzair of the Dominion. You have to look it up. Is he? Maybe it's totally a miss. In other words, according to this terrace of the Gemara, Besolch B'nai Yisrael includes the person it's happening to. Basically. The Gemara gives another terrace. Rav Nasa B'Shem Rav Lezer Shamalom in Hoda. If you know if you know Nach, and even if you don't know Nach, but if you listen to Rav Torah, so there was a Mitzoyer named Naaman. You usually don't read it. I think it's in the Haftarah to Tazria. We'll read it this year. Unless it's one of the Arba Parshas Tazria. Like, really weird this year. Anyway, so Naaman, and he was a general by, I forgot which king. And Elisha told him to dip in the Yarden, and he became Tohor. And he got near Puff of the Saras. And he got all excited, and he said, Hashem Hu Elokim, or the equivalent of that. And he said, okay, I'm not going to become Jewish, but I'm going to become Frum, I'm going to serve Hashem. Except, like, I hope Hashem will understand, when I accompany my master into the base of Avodah Zorah, and he bows down, and he's going to, like, look at me, that I should bow down too, so I'm going to have to bow down, so, like, be moichel me for that. And Elisha said, right, he says, L'dover hazeh yislach Hashem la'avdecha. He says, first of all, I'm not going to do Avodah Zorah anymore. This is wonderful. Then he said, L'dover hazeh yislach Hashem la'avdecha. V'vo adoni beis rimona, the beis Avodah Zorah. V'shtachlo shomu, v'hu nishan al yodi. V'shtachaveisi beis rimon. V'shtachavo yosi beis rimon. Yislach no Hashem la'avdecha v'dover hazeh. Like, I don't want to get killed. He's in a coma. V'yom elo lech l'shalom. And Elijah said, okay, have a nice day. But the Gemara sees in his lech l'shalom that it was a correct hanhoga that he was proclaiming he's going to do. So Yisrael mitzvah al kiddush Hashem and Egoyim mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. So what's the obvious question? There was no 10 people from Yisrael there. L'chayim, it's in the base of Avodah Zorah, and it wouldn't have been 10 yidden around. So what's the raya? So look at the Rosh Shrilio. He asks the question. Kavinamu duchsev sheyanichlus amadonim v'beis Avodah Zorah shaloi. Punition al Yodoy, but Sarkh Lishtakhus al Korcho, Vishtakhvayas Hamelach, Omiakish, a Kibel of Sulaman of Ajazora, Omal Ali Shanovi, the Dover Zayish Hashem Labdecha, Shani Onus Bedover, Vayomolo Lech Lishalom, Alma Hodolo, Umagamora Dilan in Sanhedrin and Bavli, it says, Yem Isa Labele Betsina, Shalo Yiyu Yisosha, what? That the Raya is from the fact that Elisha didn't tell him. But make sure there's no Yisrael around. That's how the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the Raya. So you see that even if there are Yisrael around, it's okay. Okay? So he's explaining the Pshat and the Raya. He says the Bavli answer that, the Bavli speaks that out. That part of the Raya, in other words, Bavli is bothered by this Kasha, Mechtes into a Ten Yidin there. So part of the Raya is that the Elisha should have told him, but you should know and make sure there's no Yisrael around. Okay. So there's two Makayos that a Goyim is not Mitzvah Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. One is B'soch B'nai Yisrael, which has to make the leap that B'soch B'nai Yisrael includes the person doing the Aveira too. And the second Teretz is you learn it out from Naaman. That Elisha told him Lech L'Shalom, and he didn't remonstrate with him for proclaiming that he's going to do Avodah Zorah there. And so, presumably, even in front of Asara Yisrael, it would have been okay. He's not Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem.
For that, we have no explanation. Just a Raya for Elisha.
Yeah.
The first is an explanation. The first one is we have a problem. The second one doesn't explain. It's a fact. No.
The Gemara asks, what's the Makar? That is not. So the first one learns that out from a Pasuk. It's a little schwer because the Pasuk, the Pashas is talking about in front of who, not about him. And the second one is, you don't learn it out from a Pasuk. You learn it out from the Lech L'Shalom of Elisha.
You learn it from Elisha's story.
Yeah. But you learn it out from, you're right. In the sense you mean it, you're right. But I just want to be precise. You learn it out from the fact that Elisha said, Lech L'Shalom. Now we have a nice story. Rababa Barzmino, Havi Mechayet, he was a tailor, Kabichad Armai Baromi. Aisile Bosar de Nevela. He gave him a tray for meat. Amalei Achol, eat it. Amalei Lina Achil, I'm not going to eat it. Amalei Achol, eat it. The Lachain, or else, Anokat Linoloch. The Lachain is a contraction of the Elo Cain. Amalei, Ibos Mikdal Katol, kill me if you want. There's no way I'm eating the Basar Nevela. Amalei, he said to him, Man Moidaloch, who told you to be so smart? I would have killed you if you would have eaten it. Oh, Yehudi, Yehudi, or Amar Amai? I don't like you reformed Jews. I like real Jews. So, Amar Avmono, so why do you have the story? L'chayra, the din is he should have eaten it. We don't know. L'chayra, there was no Tanyin around. But he was Machmir. We don't know yet. We're going to see the Mepharshim. But this is what the story is. The Chayri should have eaten. He didn't eat it. Then the guy said, if you would have eaten it, I would have killed you. I was just testing you. Amar Rav Mona, Rav Mona made the following statement. Ilu havi rababa barzmina shoma milayim de rabbonon. So the Rashvilio learns let's learn with the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe learns he Poshut didn't know the din. If he would have known the din, I don't know what he thought the din was. You have to be Moshe Nefesh for all Averus. So what? Well, that's saying that for all Averus you have to be Moshe Nefesh. What? Well, first of all, how do you know? Maybe the Gimel Averus don't need self-interest.
He made it self-interest. He wants his workers to be out.
No. What are you mixing in self-interest? You have no raya, you don't know. Just like the Gimel Averus doesn't matter if it's self-interest. So, Akoponim, the Pnei Moshe says that he didn't know that other Averus are different. Yavar v'Halyari. That's what he didn't know. And if he would have known it, he would have gotten killed. So the Pnei Moshe says it was a type of him that he didn't notice then. That's what the Pnei Moshe learns in the Gemara. If you see the different girsas, Amar Rabbona, Ilu Havi Rababa, Gazmina Shama, Milan, the Rabbonon, Mazel Havi. He'd be a goner. I guess that's what you say. He'd be dead. If you Gairus Mechel Havi, it just means he would have eaten it, right? He would have eaten it. He would have eaten. So what does that show? So what does he mean to say? What does he? So the question is, maybe he was machmir. How do you know he didn't know the din? Maybe he was being machmir. So according to the Rambam, it's not shver, because according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to be machmir. So Al Kocha, he didn't know the din. Because you're not allowed to be machmir. But if you're allowed to be machmir, I think Tosfos learns in Avodah Zarah. Do we have an Avodah Zarah here? I missed my bus the last few weeks. The guy must cheat. He doesn't want to wait till the last minute. So the last few 2 weeks I had a nace. I don't know if it was a nace this time. That someone took a vacation out this year. But I don't. It's not every Thursday night. So I don't want to be Simon Chananes again. So we'll stop here.